Good morning. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD. Here when you need us, I'm Dana Erskine. And today in studio, I have Laura Herter, the program coordinator with continuing education here at Gulf Coast State College. Laura, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining, too. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So you have our education encore classes are opening up registration soon.
We are. So we're gearing up for our fall education encore. Our registration is actually going to open on August 8th. I am hoping to have the catalog on the website today by close of business so folks can start looking at all the classes. But registration will open August 8th, and then our classes will begin September 23rd.
Absolutely. So can you tell me about what Education Encore is, like the overall just description of it?
Sure. So Education Encore is a personal enrichment program where active adults can come. They come and take classes with us on campus for 6 weeks every Friday, and they can choose up to four classes to take each week. So they'll choose like a class for period one, a class for period two, and so on. They come and they take classes. We've got a variety of classes, which I know we're going to talk about today. And it's kind of a fun way for people to either relive the college experience, or if they didn't have a chance to experience college before, it's a great way for them to experience it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because one of the things with Education Encore is it's not set up like a traditional, course credit class where you have grades, you have tests, you have that stress that comes with taking a class. It's kind of a way to just learn new skills, learn new information. I love that.
Yeah, so that's actually our little slogan that we use is no test, no stress, just fun.
Oh, awesome.
So there's no homework. Well, I say there's no homework. Sometimes the instructors do send them home with some homework, but it's fun homework. It's stuff that you want to do.
Yes.
And so, it's a great, fun learning environment for those lifelong learners that we have in our community.
Oh, I love that. So what are some of the classes that are going to be offered?
So we've got some of our tried and true classes that are always popular. We've got ukulele for beginners, which is taught by Pat Neese. She is a fabulous instructor, lots of personality. Everyone loves that. We've also got some art classes. So we've got a drawing class and an open studio painting class that's taught by Tim Gagnon. He's worked with us for years, and again, he has quite the following. But actually, we've also got some new classes this term. We've got Exploring the Wrecks of Bay County that's new, and that's talking about shipwrecks in our local waters. That's really, I'm really excited about that. That's going to be taught by Bob Stapleton. And then I've also got some new literary classes. We've got So Many Books, So Little Time that's going to be taught by Laura Roche. That's just talking about like the best books that you absolutely have to read before you die. And then Poems to Ponder, which is kind of a little bit of a deeper kind of a thinking kind of class. But I think it's going to be really popular as well.
Okay, nice. No, that is so awesome. And the shipwreck class, like that sounds so cool. Like I never would have thought that could be turned into a class.
We actually have a lot of shipwrecks in our area.
I had no idea.
Yeah. We have a lot of really neat stuff. So Bob Stapleton, he is one of our local guys that has taught about the local waters for Encore for years now. Mm-hmm. And so this is a new class for him. So he's excited to be able to bring in some new material as well.
Okay, nice. And if somebody wants to sign up for Education Encore, what's the process like?
So it's really easy. We've tried to streamline the registration process to make it as easy as possible for our students. So they can go online to gulfcoast.edu/encore. There's a little online registration button. They just click that, fill out a little bit of their information, and choose what classes they are or that they want to take. And they can also pay online when they register. So it's very easy for them. If they do have issues with, if they're not computer literate or have some problems, they can always come to the college, and I'd be more than happy to help them.
Okay, no, that's perfect. And you also said that Lunch and Learn is coming back as well.
Yeah.
And you also incorporated a partnership with Arc of the Bay as well. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. So we're really excited. With COVID, we kind of scaled back a lot of the normal Encore stuff that we do, but we have brought a lot of it back this term. We are selling lunch tickets, so that way our participants can buy all of their lunches. The lunches are brought up to the conference room, and we are, to your point, we're partnering with Arc of the Bay to provide those lunches. So not only is it convenient for our students that are coming to take the classes, we're also partnering with a great community organization and helping a good cause. So it's a win-win for everybody.
No, absolutely. And one of the people or one of the groups that will come in is actually the Bay County judges as well, right?
Yeah. So during their lunch break, we bring in these lunch and learns. And so we have different speakers each week. And we're really excited. Again, with COVID, we weren't able to bring our judges forum like we have in the past. But this fall, we are able to bring back our judges. So Chief Judge Patterson is going to be joining us, and he's going to be bringing a panel of other judges that are just going to talk about our Bay judicial system and some of the programs that they run and answer any questions that our students may have about how the circuits run.
No, that is so cool, because I know sometimes, even for me, I'm like, I don't know how this works. I'm like, but that, I think that would be a really good opportunity to just find out the ins and outs of how the Bay County judicial system works and everything like that. No, yeah. I love that. And again, how can people sign up for these classes, and where can people find that information?
Absolutely. So they can go to our website, gulfcoast.edu/encore, and we'll have our catalog up there, as well as a list of all the lunch and learn. Our at a glance is also really popular. It's just a really quick look at all of the classes that we offer. That'll all be posted on our website, and there's also a button on there that they can register on the website. And then, of course, if they have some computer problems or maybe don't have a computer at home, they can definitely come to the college and I can help get them registered.
Awesome. Well, Laura, is there anything else that you wanted to add today?
No, just I hope that folks will come out and join us. It's a great program. We've got some really exciting classes and just a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it. And I'm so excited as well. Well, thank you so much again for joining the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when I come back later, we're going to get your weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB and then wrap it up with a local or regional artist on the mix.